Welcome, listeners, old friends and newcomers alike. I'm deeply grateful for your presence. Whether you're tuning in from your morning commute or cozying up at home, I'm delighted to have your company. Today, we're breaking out the soap. No, not for cleaning, but for diving deep into Bible study in a way that might just change the game for you. SOAP is an acronym for Scripture, Observation, Application, and Prayer. It offers a structured approach to engage with the Bible on a profound level. Let's walk through each step together and look at an example of its use. Well, welcome everyone. I'm your host, Jackie Adewale, and this is the Bible Basics Podcast, where weekly we break down the Bible into understandable, bite-sized chunks. Let's start out our study of SOAP with the S, Scripture. This involves selecting a passage that resonates with you, something that addresses a particular question or struggle in your life, or simply speaks to you in some way. Consider choosing passages in advance of your pastor's teachings or out of personal curiosity. It could be a single verse, a few verses, or even a whole chapter. Once you've selected your passage, take the time to read it multiple times attentively, perhaps even aloud or in different Bible translations. Then write it out by hand, allowing the words to sink in deeply. For today's study, I've chosen the biblical passage 1 Corinthians 10:13, which reads in the New International Version, NIV, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." So I read it aloud a couple times in the NIV, and then I also read it in the New King James Version and the English Standard Version. I then wrote out the verse in those three translations. I ended this step by reading the entire chapter 10. Moving on to the next step, the O, which is observation. This step prompts us to carefully examine the passage. Look for key themes, repeated words, historical or cultural context, and other details that shed light on its meaning. To guide your observations, consider the 5 W's and 1 H. Who, what, when, where, and why, and how. Who is doing the writing? Who are they writing to? Who was the passage talking about? What happened in the passage? When did it take place? Where did it happen? Why did this happen? And how did it happen? Write out all your observations just as you wrote out the verses. Here are a few of the notes I made on 1 Corinthians 10:13. I noted that the author, Paul, is addressing the Corinthian church, a community grappling with idolatry. Corinth was a prosperous city located in southern Greece. However, it was morally corrupt and the church was fractured. For context, I read the entire chapter, as I just mentioned. In verses 1 through 12, the author Paul used examples from Israel's history to warn the Corinthian church of the dangers of idolatry. The words and phrases that caught my attention included temptation, overtaking, common to mankind, faithful, and a way out. Those are the words or phrases that stood out to me. I looked for the meaning and usage of each of them in this verse and in others. As an example, I looked at the word temptation or tempted. I noticed it was used 3 times in this one verse. The Greek usage of tempted and temptation can also mean tested and testing. Temptation in itself is not the sin. Giving into the temptation is the sin. I also looked at the phrase common to mankind. That tells us that humans, past and present, have endured or gone through the same temptations. I looked at similar verses in the Bible. One key verse this brought to mind is 1 Corinthians 1:9. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The third W in the 5 W's and an H is when. This is a New Testament scripture written about 55 AD. For context, Jesus was crucified, died, buried, resurrected, and descended to heaven in 33 AD. That was 22 years earlier. I ended by focusing on the what. What is the message or meaning of these verses? What does this say about God and what does it say about people? I noticed that this is a general promise. It says that God promised he will never allow his people to experience a temptation that we cannot stand under because he would provide the power to escape through endurance. Now take a moment to digest what you've observed and think inward about your life and your relationship with God. This is the A, which stands for application. This step challenges us to apply the insights gained from our study to our lives. How does this passage speak to our circumstances? What changes does it call us to make? Sometimes scripture will even share glimpses of God's nature we hadn't noticed or remembered. Take time to reflect on practical ways to integrate these truths into your daily life. Whatever the application to your life, write down how it has impacted and spoke to you and how it may have caused you to respond. For instance, in contemplating 1 Corinthians 10:13, I realized that my personal trials aren't insurmountable. Rather, they're shared experiences common to humanity. God's people have always struggled with temptation. My circumstances might be different from yours, but the underlying sins are the same. Understanding this, I acknowledge the need to resist the arrogance that would blind me to my vulnerabilities. Or I may think that I'm above temptation. Then I'm demonstrating the same arrogance that we saw in the experiences of Israel that Paul described. The truth is the temptation to sin will come to everyone, but when it shows up, so does the God-given power to resist it. Moreover, I recognize God's unwavering faithfulness as the foundation of his promises. Despite my failings, he remains steadfast, providing a way out of temptation. However, this assurance doesn't absolve me of responsibility. I must actively seek his deliverance and endure trials by prioritizing these 3 things: prayer, trust, and a steadfast focus on Jesus. First, pray that I don't yield to temptation. This means surrendering the test or the trial into his hands. Second, trust in the Lord's faithfulness and his responsiveness to my prayers. And third, maintain my focus on Jesus. Instead of fixating on the temptation and letting it dictate my actions, surrender it to Jesus. Make reading and studying His Word a lifestyle. And when I'm overwhelmed, trust that He will intervene. Keep my mind centered on Him and His Word, and He will handle the rest. Lastly, we conclude with the P in soap, prayer. Use this time to commune with God, expressing gratitude, seeking guidance, and surrendering your heart to His will. Invite Him to deepen your understanding and empower you to live out the truths revealed through your study. We acknowledge our dependence on Him and commit to keeping our focus solely on His guidance and provision. Take time to thank Him for the goodness in your life. Whatever your prayer, write it down. Here's my prayer for the 1 Corinthians 10:13 study. Dear Heavenly Father, I offer my heartfelt gratitude for your unwavering faithfulness. Jesus, thank you for being my Savior, one who is intimately acquainted with the trials of human existence. I humbly seek your forgiveness for my past transgressions and pray your strength to overcome present and future temptations. I find comfort in the knowledge that my struggles are shared by humanity, and I'm comforted by your promise to provide a way out in times of trial. Grant me the resilience to withstand every temptation, knowing that you empower me to endure. Lord, guide me to keep my focus solely on you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. In summary, the SOAP method offers a structured yet flexible approach for engaging with Scripture. By immersing ourselves in the S, Scripture, God's Word, by O, observing its truths, A, applying them to our lives, and seeking His guidance through P, prayer, we embark on a journey of spiritual growth and transformation. May we find solace in the assurance of God's faithfulness and the promise of His guidance in every trial and temptation we face. If you found this episode helpful, informative, or inspirational in any way, would you please share with someone you know who needs to hear it? You can do that by sharing the podcast website, bible-basics.org, or you can click on the share button right where you're listening now. For those of you listening on YouTube, go ahead and like, subscribe, and leave us a comment. In closing, may the grace and peace of God be with you now and always.